One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What is that, like, is it gooped? Are we getting gooped? Is that the verb?
Gooped up to our balls. Balls deep in goop?
Balls deep in goop. We are 100% balls deep in goop. Okay. This podcast may contain adult themes, strong language, and stupid health advice. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to In Bad Taste, where we cast a critical eye over health documentaries and the claims they make. I'm your host, chakras fully aligned, registered nutritionist Pixie Turner.
And I'm cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. Nikki Stamp. Welcome back. I have to say, I'm a little surprised that we have come back for more because after suffering through What the Health last month, and in case you didn't pick up on it, we were not happy about watching that garbage. We have returned yet again.
Yeah, we hated every moment of that film, and with very good reason, because it is just garbage, just pure garbage. But it was very highly requested, which is why we went for it, and this month's offering is no different. This month, we're going to be taking a look at the series created by one of the biggest and very rightly most controversial names in wellness, Gwyneth Paltrow. We are suffering through The Goop Lab.
I have to be honest, I'm actually a little disappointed in myself because I swore never to watch this show, like ever. In fact, I wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post to that effect, and now I'm going back on my word and here we are. Now, look, there are actually 6 episodes in The Goop Lab, but we're only going to be watching 4 episodes, partly because there are only 4 Tuesdays in this month.
Yeah, and we have no intention of dragging this out longer than necessary. But also, there are a couple of episodes that overlap with some of the other episodes of other shows that we've watched, such as the psychedelic episode from Goop and the ayahuasca episode from Unwell. So be sure to listen to our back catalogue to get the full experience. And also, there is no fucking chance in hell that I'm doing an episode on mediums. They don't deserve any airtime whatsoever. Absolute shite. This week, though, we're getting chilly because Goop is trying to flog us the magical benefits of cold, breathing like a woman in labor from a 90s sitcom, and a possibly unstable Dutchman.
God. Yeah, it's all a bit crazy, but let's just give everyone a quick overview of what the Goop Lab or what Goop actually is. It's one of those words when you keep saying it, just sounds more ridiculous each time, which I think is, you know, fairly apt. But basically, Goop is obviously founded by Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm sure everyone knows that. In 2008, it started out as a newsletter and now it is a cancer on society. But I'm right and I know I'm right.
You are so right.
Goop has found themselves in a lot of hot water over the years for various pseudoscience claims.
Pun intended.
Yes, exactly. Damn straight. So they've had a lot of criticism from experts, and they've also had some fines, like actual fines for false claims. And strangely enough, the criticism seems to strengthen their brand. Not my ability to speak, but it creates really a them and us kind of mentality, and there's a bit of, you know, indoctrination that's happening. They're often criticized for being really elitist. They, you know, have said things about treating cancers with dietary means, selling products with chemicals they claim are harmful, claiming underwire bras cause breast cancer, they don't, and probably most widely known for in recent years for things like vaginal steaming, jade eggs for your vagina, and we've also had a candle that smells like a vagina. There's a theme emerging here. But despite all of this, Netflix went ahead and gave the go-ahead to The Goop Lab, which is the show. It's 6 episodes, and thankfully they are mercifully short, just about 30 minutes, because I couldn't deal with anything longer. Mm-hmm. I've sort of run out of patience with this crap at the moment. So I'm pretty pleased that they were pretty short.
Yeah, same. I also think that calling the series The Goop Lab is giving Goop a little bit too much credit, because there are no laboratory experiments going on here. Instead, we have a huge focus on anecdotal evidence and the testimonials mm-hmm. of expert. There is very little in the way of actual research presented at any point in time. It is just a heavy focus on, you know, be open-minded and go through this experience. But it's open-minded to the point where their brains are just fucking falling out. So it's a little bit too much. What I did find quite amusing is that throughout this series, Gwyneth Paltrow is either doing a cleanse or she's on a fast, and she just looks weak and tired and not fully with it. She constantly complains throughout the entire series. She absolutely does not look or sound the picture of health that she promotes through her brand. And that was quite funny. It's like, why would you time this filming with you doing a fast or a cleanse and then just look dead behind the eyes the entire time? It's not a good look.
No, they didn't time that well. And also, I think that if they did that, knowing that she looked and felt like shit, that just shows a complete sort of ignorance to, you know, to what's going on in the world. But anyway, the first episode is really something that we've never covered before. It doesn't really have anything to do with nutrition or diets or anything like that. But we are getting icy cold. I was about to start singing that song from
Outkast. Ice, baby.
Oh, and that too. My nephew likes that song. He's like a few months old and he like loses his shit when I sing Vanilla Ice to him. Anyway,
this entire episode is my worst nightmare, because there is so much focus on the cold. And I am someone who is cold all the time, and I need warmth on a regular basis. I mean, you can't see me now because this is not a visual medium, but I am wearing these beautifully fleece sweaty Betty trousers, #not sponsored. They're just really fucking comfy. And I am wearing the fluffiest jumper and the heating's on. It's only October.
And you also still look cold.
My feet are still cold. So this episode is my absolute worst nightmare, because any focus on cold is just like, oh no, I can't do it. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I like heat.
Same. I'm Australian. I like the heat. I mean, so I agree. My worst nightmare. But we've also, not only are we inundated with the cold, we're inundated with a bloke called Wim Hof, who is Dutch, which are people from the Netherlands, which I know people always get confused. But he's the main protagonist in this episode. And basically, he is an extreme athlete. He holds a number of Guinness World Records for cold water immersion and other athletic feats in mainly cold environments. And he is also the creator of something called the Wim Hof Method, because you are not a true narcissistic wellness influencer unless you name your method after yourself. So Wim Hof is going to be a prevailing theme through this series. He talks a lot of nonsense. He just kind of, it's like he has brain farts every 2 seconds and a whole bunch of words kind of in a sentence structure, but not really, kind of tumble out. And he talks about how he works with scientists and all these things. People want to study him because he's so interesting and amazing. But what I thought was really interesting is that he tells a really terrible story about how this all started. And he tells the story about how his first wife had depression. She gave him a kiss and then committed suicide in a way that was, you know, incredibly traumatic. And he says that psychiatry failed her. And I thought, God, that was really, really terrible. And although psychiatry and medicine, you know, the world is not perfect, you know, I think that basically saying that he could have done better is, you know, potentially dangerous to people who do have genuine psychiatric issues. And it also just sort of, it really cemented for me. We've seen this a few times now, that a number of people featured in these films, but also in the wellness world in general, have a significant amount of like trauma in their in their background, you know, and then they find this, they discover this, they create this, etc. You know, we had like Gerson escaping the Nazis. We've had, you know, James Wilkes having to wake up every day being James Wilkes. We had Kip.
That's trauma in itself.
We had Kip, you know, who was petrified of dying because of his family history and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's quite a lot of this going on. And I see it all the time. I saw a woman recently who's a healthcare professional whose partner died several years ago from cancer, and now she sells alkaline water. And I was like, you know better, but I get that that's actually coming from a place of trauma.
And desperation, yeah.
100%. Interesting. So, yeah, so we meet him. He's mental. He reminds me of Austin Powers' Gold Member when, you know, Austin Powers is like, I hate two things in the world, people who are intolerant of other people and the Dutch, because Austin Powers think the Dutch are crazy, and Wim Hof not helping the case. Like, he's full on.
Yeah, he is. He's very, very full on. So he, like you said, has done all this amazing stuff with cold water. He also talks through this claim that he was injected with E. coli and he didn't become sick because he told his body not to. And he said that we all have the power to mentally stop ourselves from becoming sick, essentially. And I felt this was a little victim blamey. It was just typical wellness bullshit. Your mind can overpower your body. If you just want it enough, it will happen. No, that's a dangerous narrative and absolute bollocks. It's absolutely not the case that we can just positively think our way out of things like heart disease, cancer, infectious disease. No, these are real things, and that's not great. And he's having this conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow and with one of her like head team members called Elise, who is going to appear a lot in this whole series. And in response to this, like, Elise says how it would have been fun to inject the whole Goop team with endotoxin, but Netflix said no, which I think is quite funny because I bet that they've all been injected with toxins before, like Botox.
Yeah, well and truly. Yeah, Elise, so I don't know what Elise does. Elise is high up in Goop. She's Gwyneth's right-hand woman, but she says a lot of nonsense like that. She's like, it's just like crazy that there's this prevailing belief that we can't control our autonomic nervous system. That's not true, Elise. Like, sometimes you can control it, sometimes you can. Like, just because you don't believe it's true doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen, you numbnuts. But, yeah, interestingly, Wim Hof has been in a lot of experiments because of his extreme cold feet. He has been studied quite a lot. And I know this will shock nobody, but he has a predisposition to being able to tolerate cold. He has a lot more brown adipose tissue. That's adipose tissue that's, or fat tissue that's really active. It's thermogenic, meaning it creates heat. You can acclimatize and learn how to tolerate extreme cold like that. I don't think there's anything that groundbreaking about what he's doing. You know, he's not special. There's plenty of people who do this kind of crap.
And also, from what you're saying, it sounds like it's actually not in his mind. It's in his fat tissue.
It's all of the above. Like, I just think it's like, you know, he's just completely missed the point that he has the genetic makeup to enable him to do this. And then he has, like other athletes who do the same things that he's doing, go ahead and train, like training for a marathon or training for weightlifting or training for netball. You know, he's gone and trained. But yeah, the E. coli, I think, really annoyed me because that study was a very small study. They gave the endotoxin. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you were to get a bacterial infection that you would be able to fight it off just with the power of your mind. You know, when this article was reviewed, it was basically saying, this study was reviewed, I should say, it was basically saying, yeah, that's an interesting fact, but it has no widespread applicability at this point in time. Shocking.
Truly shocking. So at this point, several members from the Goop team volunteer to partake in the Wim Hof method for a weekend.
Can we say volunteer in inverted commas? Because I don't feel like they volunteered. I feel like they kind of had to.
Yeah, you have a point. They're probably like, well, we need you to do this. You have to pick one of these. Draw straws.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, that probably happened. But over the course of this weekend, they were all subjected to the Wim Hof method, and we get to watch the entire process whilst also feeding back to the couch where Wim Hof is sitting with Elise and Gwyneth Paltrow. So this method involves three main things. It involves breathing techniques, cold exposure, and mindset. So apparently by, quote, deliberately putting the body into a temporary state of stress through controlled hyperventilated breathing and cold exposure, it's possible to build a psychological and physiological resistance to stress stimuli.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the idea and the theory behind Wim Hof's stuff. And we get to watch the Goop team go through this whole process, starting with doing a bunch of breathing exercises, moving on to snow yoga, and then eventually at the end, their goal is to jump into freezing cold water, a freezing cold lake. Mm-hmm. And we get to watch the entire process from the comfort and warmth of our own homes.
Do you know the thing, apart from the fact that they're making their employees do it, they all of the staffers who go there say that they have things in their life that they would like to improve upon. There's one of the staffers, Kate, who says that she has quite significant anxiety. She's under the care of a psychiatrist. She has like a fear of flying, which, by the way, is a very normal fear or common fear to have. Another woman whose boyfriend takes cold showers every day and he's amazing. So that must work. But, you know, they're sort of subjecting these people who are employed by Goop, who have things that they would like to change in their lives to just nonsense. And it made me feel incredibly uncomfortable because they take them out, they subject them to walking in the snow barefoot in their bikinis, which, by the way, were very, very naked looking bathing suits. I feel like there could have been like some wardrobe malfunction happen at any second. Well, there was the girl who did the splits into the snow, into her bathers. And I was like, I feel like you don't want to put your genitals onto the snow. I mean,
not in this episode, at least. No, this is not the episode to get your genitals out. That's next week.
No. That's coming up. They get them at the end jumping into the lake after they've had this intensive training course from Wim Hof himself, who also looks like an utter nutbag. And I found that really disturbing to watch. They're jumping into a lake that is 7 degrees Celsius, like literally just above the freezing point of water. People have died. You know, people have died doing this shit that he makes them do.
Yeah, so this is the thing called vagal sudden death, which is apparently a thing that can happen in humans. And what happens in this case is that there are two independent reflexes that are stimulated at the same time, which can happen when you jump into freezing cold water. And this is the diving reflex and the fear-induced central reaction. This is what they are known as, which they're responsible for diving bradycardia and alarm bradycardia, respectively. Mm-hmm. So this is likely, potentially, what is happening in around 10 to 15% of people who die after falling into water, because in those cases, the autopsy reveals little or no water in their lungs at all. So they're not dying by drowning because of water in the lungs. These are people who die because they hit freezing cold water and their vagal reflex just goes, nope, and they die. That's pretty scary. And I was genuinely concerned that one of the women who jumps into the lake, who has really bad panic attacks, that she was going to die. I mean, logically, I guess they weren't going to show that, but I did for a few minutes, genuinely, I was quite scared that she was going to die.
She looked like she was going to die. She looked like she was scared she was going to die. Like,
yeah, obviously, she was also very spindly and very pale. And I was like, this is not the right climate for you at all.
100%. Yeah, agree. Agree wholeheartedly. It did feel like we were watching a bit of an execution. The whole time I was thinking, God, I hope they have a medical team on standby, which not that we saw, but, you know, yeah, just I didn't like this at all. And, you know, the thing that annoyed me was, like, you know, as we've sort of said, you know, they've sent off their team willingly or not to go and do this experiment. And Gwyneth and Elise are sitting there in their pretty clothes on a nice, really nicely, actually, like, I really liked the room. I'm sorry. I feel like a traitor. I really nice. Liked the room. You know, and at the end, you know, Elise and Gwyneth have to do an experiment of their own where they do push-ups. And I have to say, I was feeling a little bit smug because Gwyneth could only do push-ups from her knees. And I was like, yes, bitch, I got you. No judgment. However, I was a little bit smug because it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes, I'm stronger than Gwyneth Paltrow. You know why? Because I eat the food.
Whereas she was fasting.
She was fasting. And he makes like them do some push-ups, then they hyperventilate, basically. They do his breathing exercises. And then amazingly, they do more because they're controlling their breathing. I was like, this isn't interesting. This isn't groundbreaking. Athletes, you know, from amateur to above know that controlling your breath during periods of exertion is really good. It helps your performance. I was like, this isn't groundbreaking. This isn't an amazing thing that they say it is because Gwyneth Paltrow can all of a sudden do a handful more push-ups from her knees. No, it's all just utter nonsense. And same with the getting in the cold water. Oh, there's something potentially dangerous about it. There's nothing groundbreaking about it. I don't think it's like this, oh, look how miraculous this has become because we've done his breathing. It's just bollocks. Like, all they've been doing over the weekend is acclimatizing themselves to the cold. So getting in the lake at the end really wasn't that big a stretch for them. It's not the amazing miracle that Wim Hof and Gwyneth and all of her little mates are selling it to be.
And on that note of the breathing, he makes a claim that this breathing makes the body alkaline. Couple of things there.
Oh, God.
Firstly, which part of the body? That's like asking what temperature is the earth, depends on which bit you're looking at. Is the body alkaline? Depends which part you're looking at. If you're talking about your blood, yeah, it's always alkaline. If it's not, you're probably dead. So that was already a weird one. And when he says breathing makes the body alkaline, what he means is hyperventilation. So you can, to the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest degree, the tiniest, and I really do mean the tiniest, and I'm emphasizing this word considerably for a reason, the tiniest way you can affect the pH or the alkalinity of your blood through breathing, in the tiniest, tiniest way. So if you hold your breath, there is a buildup of carbon dioxide because you're not breathing out that carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide then can become ever so slightly acidic. So there's a tiny, tiny little extra bit of acid. If you hyperventilate, the opposite happens. You get an abundance of oxygen, which then has the opposite effect, slightly, slightly more alkaline. Now, I think it's very clear to anyone who has held their breath for any period of time that this is not a good thing. It does not feel particularly great. Similar with hyperventilation, too much of it also does not feel great, because there is a reason why we cannot change the pH of our blood beyond a tiny, tiny, tiny degree, and that's because it's very dangerous. It can lead to literally death. And when you hyperventilate, you can feel that tingly sensation and your hands can start going numb, for example. And some of the participants, some of the Goop guinea pigs, do actually experience this. And like a little bit of that is fine, but it's not a good thing long term. And it's equivalent the experience to having a panic attack in terms of that kind of tingling sensation and so on. And
yes,
this is not a long-term solution to alkalinity, because that's not how that works. The second you start breathing normally again, your body completely adjusts. Now, to be fair to Wim Hof, he does add a disclaimer saying that it is short-term, but even so, it's still important to point out that you can pass out from doing that, and it is purely short term.
Absolutely. When he sort of started talking about alkaline and so on and so forth, it was like alarm bells to me, because that's such a popular thing in wellness in the last couple of years, that our blood pH is so easily manipulated and should be manipulated, when in reality, you know, we maintain our blood pH between 7.35 and 7.45. And in that tiny, tiny, tiny window, we need it to be there, because that's when our cells function optimally. You know, if you start to go too acidic, then that's problematic. People die. If you start to go too alkaline, that's also problematic and people die. And you're right. For hyperventilating for, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds, you can knock it up to say, you know, 7.446 maybe, if you're lucky. But it's like a buzzword. I think he throws in this buzzword to attract us, because alkaline is apparently better. And I think he says that a couple of times, that being alkaline is much better because it numbs pain receptors. It's the right kind of body to exist in. And it's all this stuff that sort of sounds scientific but isn't in the least bit scientific or accurate or useful or helpful or safe to a degree. It's just utter bullshit.
Yeah. Speaking of buzzwords, he also says, and I wrote this quote down, he says, if you do conscious breathing, you consciously go into the biochemistry. Of what? Like, that sentence is not finished. And when I typed this out verbatim, the Google Doc has got a big squiggly line under it, because it's like, this is not a real sentence. I think you mean something else, because that's not a real sentence. Go into the biochemistry of what? It's meaningless, but it just sounds a little bit sciencey, because like biochemistry, I'm like, yeah, you're fucking telling me. I have a degree in biochemistry and I can tell you this sentence is totally meaningless. What does consciously go into the biochemistry mean?
It's like they just sort of mush a whole bunch of words together. It'd be like saying, like, I'm gonna give it a try, like saying something like, when you breathe, you're in the universe, but also outside the universe at the same time. And being in the universe is the best place to be in the universe.
What?
That could be a title of a new wellness book. But that's exactly, it's just nonsense.
That was amazing. Did you just make that up?
I literally just made that up. That's kind of like, you know, just the sort of nonsense that gets regurgitated. Like, I feel like, oh my God, someone's going to listen to this and be like, Dr. Nikki knows how to breathe to get us in and out of the universe at the same time.
You sound like Deepak Chopra.
Oh, fuck.
Just stick the word quantum in there and you got a full house. But again, that's not for this episode. That's for episode 4.
Oh, we've got so much to give.
So much.
But of course, we don't just unfortunately have to listen to Wim Hof and the Goop staffers, who I'm sure it goes without saying are attractive, slim and ultra privileged. We of course have to have some case studies, real world people who have been using the Wim Hof method.
This is what I thought. I was like, this is where they're going, like, no, this is just your average person, because the Goop staffers are above that. They're all special. So we have to present some case studies from real human beings who just, I don't know, maybe don't live in the Hollywood Hills. The privilege.
Well, we start with an oncologist. I felt kind of sorry for her, because I can relate hard, because she's like, look, my job is stressful because people die. And I'm like, yeah, right. Yes, I feel you. I feel you very deeply. And she feels like, you know, doing breathing exercises, she can handle stress. I was like, yes, because that's basically, you know, doing these breathing exercises is kind of a form of mindfulness and meditation. If you focus mindfully on your breath, I'm sure you can handle stress better. And for that, I'm pleased. I'm pleased that she can handle stress better. You know, it's a really tricky job to do. I feel you. I loved the mother and son who smack of privilege. Like, you know that they all individually drive expensive German motor cars and they all go and do the Wim Hof method together, and mum like runs on the beach in a bikini into the cold water, and the son can do cross country better. I'm like, wow, it sounds like you were really, really downtrodden before you found Wim Hof. I'm so happy that your life is so much more full.
I would bet money on the fact that this kid gets bullied at school.
Or before or after appearing on the Goop Lab. both.
Definitely now, but also before. Because they do this like horse stance thing.
Yes.
Like standing with your legs wide, and I'm trying to, again, not a visual medium, but it's like if you stick your hands out as if you're trying to give someone like a high 10, then you move like your right hand over to the left, like, and then your left hand over to the right, like, and it basically looks like it's been appropriated from Tai Chi. That's all I have to say about that. But if you're doing that at school, you are getting bullied.
100%. And the final case study they have is a guy who had a condition called Guillain-Barré, which is a syndrome that happens usually after a viral infection, very commonly, where you get the peripheral nerves that control your muscles kind of get damaged by your immune system going a bit haywire after an illness often. And usually they get better with time, even though the first little bit can be seriously life-threatening because it can attack your breathing muscles. And we have him doing the splits, and I'm like, oh God. And he's like, the doctors told me I might not recover. I'm like, yes, of course they told you that you might not recover, because that's our duty, is to inform you that this shit is serious. And he recovered, and now he's amazing because of Wim Hof. I'm like, nah, dude, you're amazing because of the doctors and nurses and all of the magical medical technology that kept you breathing while your nerves were out to lunch. Like, why aren't we giving that credit? Why are we giving credit to, you know, Gold Member from Austin Powers?
Beautifully said.
It just makes me irritated. You know, I just think the whole thing is kind of useless. Like, you know, the science behind cold water immersion is sort of like in early days, I think. You know, I don't think that what Wim Hof is selling is necessarily safe for everybody, nor is it useful. I know if you feel like having a cold shower in the morning, that's great. But, you know, the things that he was doing with the Goop team, like walking barefoot in the snow, putting them in cold water, you know, they were risking themselves to do that. And I don't think that was entirely fair. The breathing exercises, aside from the hyperventilation, do not endorse. I think breathing exercises, you know, whether it be part of meditation or yoga or mindfulness, that's actually got some evidence base. It's not because of Wim Hof. He's not special. He's not winning a Nobel Prize in medicine, like, for his discoveries. Like, you know, calm down.
No, you're right. Taking some time to focus on breathing, whether that's through mindfulness, like you said, or through yoga especially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does have a positive impact on people. It really does have benefits. You are reconnecting with your body in a way and really grounding yourself in the experience of being in your body. And this is why, for example, certain types of yoga can be quite therapeutic for things like anxiety. I mean, I know this. My mom has literally just done a course on yoga for anxiety. It is a thing. There's even some really interesting evidence showing how yoga can be quite beneficial in terms of working through trauma. And there's some really interesting research with that. I mean, there's the classic book, The Body Keeps the Score, Bessel van der Kolk. He writes a lot about the potential benefits of yoga in that sense. So that is really a thing. Breathing techniques, they, especially when you breathe slowly, that can activate the vagus nerve and the parasympathetic nervous system. That can really help, especially when you're stressed. So that is definitely evidence-based. It doesn't have to be Wim Hof, but taking some time to just sit and breathe, yeah, that is really beneficial for humans. We know that.
Yeah.
In terms of the cold temperatures, look, there is some evidence that exposing yourself to either cold or quite warm environments for short periods of time can be beneficial in some way. It doesn't have to be cold. You can go into a sauna or a steam room for half an hour and get the exact same benefits. And you would actually probably feel a lot better because it's nice and warm and cozy, at least. Hey, that is me, at least. But again, that's not necessary. In the same way that when we exercise, if you're lifting weights, you're not going to just lift the comfortable weights. If you want to progress, you push yourself to the edge and you gradually expose yourself to the difficult conditions so that you can adapt to that. That's just basic common sense. I mean, that's just how that works. You get stronger by gradually lifting heavier weights and pushing yourself, but not too far. I mean, you wouldn't just pick up a 100-pound barbell like straight away. That's the equivalent of jumping into a freezing cold lake straight away, by the way. You would work your way up slowly, and that makes sense, but it doesn't have to be jumping into a freezing cold lake. The only reason I can think of that he would endorse something that extreme is because it becomes his thing.
Mm.
And it becomes this kind of special elite group who then partake. Which, by the way, if you are interested in going on a retreat with Wim Hof, I had a look at how much this would cost. So I went on his website and he does these 6-day trips into the freezing cold reaches of Poland. I think that's where he's going next year. It's 2,199 euros for one person for a 6-day trip. And this is not a small group. There are up to 100 people per trip, and they put them in dorms with up to 5 other people, and you don't even get one-on-one time with him. He has other people. You get put into groups, and he has people who he's trained who then go with all the groups, and he does like some like motivational speeches at the end of the day. That is so much money to spend 6 days in a hut in the middle of nowhere, jumping into cold water with 100 other people.
I have a picture of you telling your roommates all to go to hell and standing there like in all of the warm clothes that you own being like, no, nah, I am not doing it and you can't make me. Yeah, I would love to see you have a tantrum on that retreat.
If someone booked a slot on that trip in my name, I would go, but I'm not paying for it.
Just to be snarky. I love that. So what do we think? What do we think our overall verdict? I mean, I know what our overall verdict is, but just for the listeners, what's our verdict?
Well, in a nutshell, I'm pro people understanding breathing more and focusing on breathing, but there's no mention of any of the dangers in this episode. People can die from this stuff, and I think his claims are overblown and he needs to rein it in a bit. In a sentence, if you can handle the cold, go for a cold shower. Maybe don't jump into freezing cold lakes. Me, I'm going to stick to heat. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I concur. This was the first episode that I watched in the series, so I agree with all that. I would add to that, I am really, really disliking how Gwyneth Paltrow is making her team suffer through all of this. I felt it's kind of made me feel uncomfortable. I mean, maybe they want to, but either way, you know, I was like, come on, like, I'm forcing your employees to suffer. And I thought that wasn't cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I think if you're the kind of person who wants to work at Goop and does work at Goop, I think you probably see this as perks of the job.
I want to work at Goop to be like, you know, an insider and like take it down from the inside. Anyway, not the point. We still have three more of the episodes to discuss. And next week is a good one.
I'm excited about this because this was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to cover the episode on orgasms, pleasure, vaginas.
Yeah, we are going downtown literally next week. I think it'll be a really interesting episode. I hope people join in and have a listen. But in the meantime, hit subscribe. Subscribe to us. You know why? Because the medical medium outranks us on health podcasts, and that is ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, it's rude.
That is absolutely unacceptable.
So, yeah, come on, people. Let's restore balance to the world. The dark side of the force is winning at the moment. We need to restore order to the universe. So don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating because that's how people will find us. And don't forget to tell your friends. Now, if you have questions or comments, you can get in contact with us on email in badtaste@gmail.com. And we really, really enjoy hearing from you. As always, come and see us on our socials. You can find Pixie at Pixie Nutrition and I am at Dr. Nikki Stamp. And as always, we will leave you references and links in the show notes below.
So enough of the cold water. We are jumping out of the freezing cold lake and into pleasure. Join us next week to find out how many times we can say the words vagina and vulva in half an hour. We'll see you then. Bye.
Worked out how to find show notes easily today. Just scroll down. Amazing. I didn't know.
Amazing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.